Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q. Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
What?
Now look, honey. Can you work, girlie?
What?
Can you work, girlie?
What, bitch?
That's more like you, darling.
Bitch.
That's more like you, darling.
Bitch.
That's more like you, darling.
Bitch.
Now look, honey.
What?
This is the bundle of magazine.
Darling, you can never come for me, darling.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are back here on another installment of the show, honey. It is What the Fuck Tuesday. What's on your mind? What the fuck are you thinking about, honey? I want to give a big shout out to DJ Mike Q. I want to give a big shout out to DJ Angel X for providing us with those nasty, nasty beats. Those beats was definitely nasty. I see the girls is over here, and I see in the chat room the girls was duck walking and cat walking and everything. So I hope you girls was getting your life from those motherfucking beats, bitch. But we are here. You know, I got my new co-host. She's going to be coming on in a few minutes. All the way from the mid-mess, Miss Shasha the Destroyer, honey, Miss Kool-Aid Beverly Khan is going to be on tonight, because she has some tea that she wants to talk about, and all types of motherfucking shit like that, honey. And you know, I know it was a lot of people that said that they was calling in last night and couldn't get on the phone lines, but baby, we're back here tonight, honey, and if you still have what you have on your chest or your breast, baby, feel free to press 1 and get it off, honey, because I'm here to entertain and to delight and to have some motherfucking fun. So without further ado, switchboard, can you play that motherfucking beat for my girlfriend, Miss Shasha the Destroyer?
Y'all know what's up. Ain't that hoe got more booty in the bus.
Hey, Shasha.
What's going on, Kelly? I am the Midwest fat bitch.
Oh,
take it over, the co-host. Let's go.
I know, that's right. So what's the tea over the end, the Midwest?
Nothing, just left the park, you know, with those ugly-ass girls, just, you know, hot, frustrated, had to take my bathing suit off. I checked in the hotel, feeling cunt.
Oh, I know, that's right. It wasn't no scandals or no teas over there in the park, honey. Because I know the girls be
crying. You know, they always,
they be
always
fired up shit.
If a Chinese, you know, they just beat up some lesbian, just hit somebody and stayed in their car. Just messed it up. Just,
oh, no, the lesbians be cutting up, honey.
Yes, it was one look like D-Val.
Oh, shit, let me find out the lesbians. taking over the motherfucking scene, bitch.
And one gave me every bit of Queen Latifah.
I know that's right. But I want to give a big, happy birthday shout out to the New York City mother of the House of Mizrahi, Kalas Mizrahi. And I also want to give a big shout out, birthday shout out to my son from LA, Nino Mizrahi. Those are my two kids. Those are my twins. And today is their birthday. Happy birthday. Mother loves you, honey. I know that's right.
And I wanted to say this, Kelly.
What?
I want to give my shout out to Jack Mizrahi, my inspiration, my motherfucking friend. I love him dearly. That's one who made me.
I know that's right. Working on out, honey. Bitch, it's a lot of girls. When I tell you I got so many girls on my Yahoo message mistake, I don't even know who half of the girls is that's on this fucking Yahoo Messenger, honey.
I want the pretty boys to hit up tonight, baby, because you know I love me some pretty boys and some twisters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I know you do love the pretty
because
boys.
Because when I tell you, Kelly, for Jack Mizrahi Ball, when I do my show, I want to wake it up, baby. I'm going to start crying. I'm going to make thousands, Kelly. That's my goal.
I know that.
When I tell you, I'm going to break down because I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Kelly, because ain't nobody going to do it like I can do it. I'm going to do Monica. Here I am.
Oh,
I tell you, Kelly, I want you to sit there, pull up a chair, eat your popcorn, drink your tea, because I'm going to give you a show. And I'm going to make you cry.
I know that's right. Bitch, who is texting me now? What time is the show? Can you give me? Oh, hold on. I have to give my brother the number to the show, honey. We are 347-215-6820, and we're on now.
I really hope the Runners with the Twist boys hit this show up tonight because I have to tell them something.
Ooh,
the Destroyer has something to say.
The Realness with the Twist boys, honey. The Realness boys. Where are my Twisters, honey? My Twister.
I want that
E
V E V O N Y. You can't deny.
My Twister me. Where's all my Twister me?
New Yorkers, where y'all at?
Oh, you talk about Joseph and Jameek and the boys.
I'm talking about all of them.
You talk about Miss Cabbage Kids. Miss Cabbage listens to the show on the regular, honey, and you know they be with Miss Cabbage. So Miss Cabbage, if you out there listening, Miss Shasha wants you to come on the line because she want to speak to your boys. So Miss Cabbage, come on here so we can speak to your boys. It's What the Fuck Tuesday. It's What the Fuck is on your mind? And what the fuck is going on, honey? And my What the Fuck Tuesday is, what the fuck is up with everybody not being content with what they have at fucking home and stay and have to go out and motherfucking cheat? What the fuck? Honey.
Okay.
Honey, somebody just hit me up and say, yes, they all over at Cabbage House. Do you have any what the fuck, Shasha?
Yes, I do.
What the fuck?
Let me stop. I'm gonna keep it later. I'm gonna tell you later, Kelly. I'm gonna tell you later because I have to really like study this because I have to tell you what the fuck, real team. But I'm gonna be very cute about the situation because the girls will get in, Kelly, only if you let them.
Oh, my God, honey. The girls are kiki. But if you out there on the phone lines and you definitely want to say, yo, what the fuck, definitely feel free at this time to press 1 and come up and say, yo, what the fuck, honey? What the fuck, honey? What the fuck is up? Where is this motherfucking lady at, honey? I want to know. She says she's coming to make it hot, mistake. Let me call her on the red phone and see where she at, honey, because I want to see what she has to say because she was on the line holding. and she couldn't get through last night. So I want to know what's her team is saying.
Tayana said she couldn't get through either. The girls was trying to get in yesterday.
Yeah,
baby.
I know the phone lines was packed. The phone lines was packed, honey. It was so crazy last night, honey. Everybody was hitting me up, and they had so much to say, but the show was over.
But if they had something to say, Kelly, they should have went to Philly then. What, they didn't have no money to go?
Oh, I don't know, honey. I don't know.
I just don't understand why the girls always want to know something. Go out there and see for yourself.
We can only.
You
put,
get
you, know,
you got you got the girls got.
You know
you
what
got the
is,
girls
to
get back this high.
The girls.
Public aid.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
How
no,
you doing?
I will not. No, I will not. I will not be in Miami. I will not be in Miami. Any rumors that you heard about me being in Miami, I will not be in Miami, honey, this weekend. Okay, I will be home this weekend enjoying my birthday. Okay,
I didn't know your birthday is coming up, Kelly. Your
yes.
birthday is coming up.
Yes, my birthday is on Sunday, and
oh.
I'm going to be turning 30-something.
And sister, you look like you're 21.
Oh, yes, Team Gemini, yes, Team Gemini is definitely in the
I know about my sister Gemini, mood swing number one, let's start with that. I love you Geminis, baby, we click.
Yes. But for all the girls that be trying to call in, if you're not one of the first 50 callers, baby, we can't see those numbers, we can see there's a whole bunch of callers on the line, but we can't see all those people that be calling in. Oh, damn, already, Kelly.
I know a lot of people said it was hitting it up today, baby. I'm wondering,
yes,
yeah, what
my,
they
yes, yes, Mike, yes, Mike Q. Yes, oh, Miss Creamer Nature, you're trying it. No, Miss Creamer Nature, don't do it, Cream. But, yes, Mike Q, the girls is trying to figure my age out. They put it 33 in the chat room. They put it 35. Yes, Mike Q is back here once again because I was just having my birthday ball last year around this time. It's back here. It's back again, man. It's
and that's sickness, sister. And I want to really come to – is you having a ball this year?
No, I'm not having a birthday ball this year. I opt out.
Okay.
I opt out not to have a birthday ball this year because it's just I'm the type of person is, you know, the girls really don't use me. The girls really don't use me like that. And so I'm
You know why you know why they don't use you, sister? Because they can't take you. They can't take your personality. And I'm going to say that they can't take us because we big and we pretty.
Well, you know, and so it was just like, you know, I'm not the type of person. When I had my ball last year, I came into the ball with my money for my categories and my money for the grand prize and my cell phone because I always give out a cell phone even if it's the newest Sidekick or the newest iPhone that I give out for my grand prize, and then it'd be Vogue Fam, and then I have other categories. I come into the ball with my coins already. So
right.
For me to take in for the commentator to make more money than I made and the person that won all the categories to make more money than me, I just felt that it was just a blatant disrespect to who I am and what I bring to the scene because I go to everybody's ball and all different types of things. So I just opted out not to have one this year.
Oh, okay.
I just paid then, honey. The girls is really in here trying to figure out my motherfucking age in the chat room. But, you know, I'm loving it. It's here again.
It's here again
on Sunday, and you know, bitch. I am here, bitch. Like I tell the girls.
You're here, like Monica said.
I tell the girls all the time. I came out with about 10 or 11 queens. I came out with, and baby, I think it's about three of us standing out of those girls.
And that's why, Kelly. And that's why I tell people, you live one life, you live it to the fullest, because you're here today and gone tomorrow. And people, like, they take life for granted, and they have to realize that. You know, life is too short for games. You know what I'm saying? And people are so deceitful. You know, it's just too much. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell people, just live a life. Just live it to the fullest. us. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, they don't understand that.
Yes, you have to just live it, honey. But, baby, I'm so thankful that I'm going to be here to see another motherfucking year, honey, because some girls ain't even make it past 25 that I came out with.
Yes, Kelly,
and
yes,
I'm here,
yes.
I'm thankful for every day that I can get up out my bed and yawn
yes.
and go and sit on my toilet and take a piss, bitch. I am thankful.
Yes,
and,
I am. I swear, Kelly, and I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
I am here, baby.
Baby, so, but I'm enjoying it. My phone is just going off.
I want to hear some callers, baby.
No, 347-215. Oh, wait, hold on, 68. Oh, hold on, I gave them the wrong name. Excuse me, I gave them the wrong number. Oh, hold on, 347-215-6820. Sorry. I gave him the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
It was 6820. I put 6829. But what the fuck is going on? And no, it was not a setup. It was not a setup for anybody to win. I don't need to set up anything for anybody to win, baby. I don't give a fuck who wins, baby. The girls come out and they do their thing. Last year they got a sidekick and they got the 750. The year before that, they got the 750 and they got the iPhone this thing. I don't need to set it up for anybody to win anything, honey. I want
right.
the girls to come out and
I seen it for myself, Kelly. You know what I'm saying? That you know your ball last year that you threw that the Mizrahi girl stayed. Yes, and she deserves to win. Yes,
baby. So
she let Renato have it.
Well, baby. Yes, and yes, Laomi and Ronaldo was the final battle for the cast.
Yes, it was.
And Laomi
deserved it. Yes, Laomi, Mizrahi deserved to win that $750 because she's very talented, and I saw it with my eyes, and that was my opinion.
Yes. Anybody out there on the phone line, honey, if you got a what the fuck mistake or you got anything that you have that you wanted to say about last night and you couldn't get it out, baby, feel free to press 1. Mother is here. We have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Private caller. Okay, they're gone. Honey. Baby, why they hung up? I guess they didn't want to talk to mother.
No, they speechless. They speechless because the destroyer's in the building.
Oh, bitch. Where is this bitch at, Miss Day? I don't know why she not answering her motherfucking phone, Miss Day. I don't know where she at, Miss Day. She told me she has some hot motherfucking tea for me, Miss Day. And I want her to get up here, motherfucking, and spill the motherfucking tea, Miss Day. Where the fuck is she at? Like, what the fuck? I know. This year is What the Fuck Tuesday. It's What the Fuck Tuesday, Craig. What the fuck? What the fuck is on you girls' mind, honey? You know what? It's What the Fuck Tuesday and the moment of truth, honey. I want to play the truth. I want some girls to call in here, ask some real questions, and let's make it motherfucking hot, Miss Dang. Man. That's
okay.
What I want.
Can I pick it off?
Well, yes, go ahead.
Remember that hotel, in St. Louis. Was it in St. Louis?
Louisville.
Yes, it was in St. Louis. It was all us, you know, we had a good time. The destroyer was in St. Louis. And we was all in the hotel, you know. Remember, we was all in the hotel, going to each houses rooms, and we was signing each keys, you know, what they was doing in their room because they didn't know that we had access to their room.
Yes.
We walked into the room, and we seen Bianca Iviso.
Yes.
Giving. Low, 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 low.
Yeah, she was giving some boys some head.
The gag was she was drunk off R&R.
What is R&R?
Rich or Rare.
Oh.
That's one of the cheap, is a cheap liquor.
Oh, I know that's right.
And it was drunk off 211.
Oh, hold on. What is up with Antonio Horace sending Selvin a message saying that he voted over his cause because he would not fuck Selvin or Selvin ran him down at the Philly Rumble. I don't understand that. What the fuck? I think Miss Selvin was supposed to be coming up here to talk about this whole situation, but I don't know where she at. I don't know if she opt out, honey. Somebody said, what the fuck, Kelly? Hang up on that bitch. Who are y'all talking about? The girls are really, hold on. What the fuck is up with legendary Mariah Revlon getting chopped at the Blahnik Ball? Oh, I don't know. Mariah got chopped at the Blahnik Ball? I didn't even know she got chopped. I seen her come out and get her tins for the first part. I didn't see her come out for the second part. Her effect was not on point. Somebody said her effect was not on point. I didn't even see Mariah for the second part. Selvin chopped her. I'm trying to wait for Miss Selvin to get up here. She's supposed to be calling in, but I don't know what's going on with her. Somebody just hit me up and said, yes, what the fuck? She looked at a fool. But I didn't see Mariah at the ball. I seen her when she came out for the first part, but I didn't see her for the second part. So I don't know. Is it true that Selvin does not use Mika? Hello? Yes. Okay. Girl. She got a gag, honey. She said, I just called her, Miss Thang. And she's saying she's having a fierce discussion, Miss Thang. What the fuck is up with Chi Chi X Mizrahi becoming a Revlon? What the fuck? I don't know. I should ask you. Hold on. Let me go down to my. Let me go down here to my list. Let me scroll through my list. Because my list is really long. I don't know. I should ask you. You're Revlon to the person that's hitting me up on IM, so what the fuck? You asking me a question that you know the answer to. You're Revlon. Hey, Revlon. Why do you say that I'm over it? I'm not over it. Cunty, no Chinese chat tonight. Good night, Cunty. I'm not over it. I'm just laid back, honey. You know, I'm always loud and just out there.
And not
here. Yeah,
what the
fuck
that's
what
we
is. That's Drag Queen and calling Miss Cabbage. Miss Lord. Oh no, I'm not over it. I'm just being being laid back. What the fuck is up? Hold on. Let me see. Miss Ebony's hitting me up. They can tell what something is wrong. Oh, nothing is not wrong with me. I'm just listen, let me tell you something, right? I'm not gonna do a lot of yelling tonight. I have such a bad fucking headache, okay, girls? I have such a bad headache. My head has been pounding all day long. And I took some medicine to try to get it to go away, and it's not going away. So I'm not going to be loud and really crazy tonight, honey, unless I absolutely have to. But I have a bad headache. So that's what's wrong with me. Because Miss Ebony hit me up and said, y'all can tell that something is wrong with me. So that's what's wrong with me. I just have a bad headache. My head is, like, really, really pounding. And I'm the type of person, I work through anything. I'm going to be here. I could have just hit Miss Ebony up and said we wasn't going to do the show and we would have came back on Monday, but I'm going to be here and I'm going to work through this headache and I'm going to give you the girls a show. If Miss Thang ever gets
up. You better pop your 800 motion, girl.
honey. And mistake ever get off the phone, drink, somebody said drink a lot of water. I'm trying to get Mistake to get up the fuck off the phone, Mistake. She gave me so much that she wanted to come on last night, Mistake. Now she got an issue right before the show, Mistake, and I don't know what's going on with her, Mistake. And she said she had some tea about something, it's this and that. Somebody hit me up and said something about it, but I couldn't really get the gist of what they were saying. But I waited for that Revlon to hit me up to ask me that question, honey, to give me the tea. Really, I waited for him to hit me up and tell me what's the tea. You asked me a question, that I asked you a question.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. Is she in your house? What's the tea? Let me know. Well, it really doesn't matter to me. I really don't care, Miss Thing, because she's not in my house, so it really doesn't matter. But you asked the question, so now I asked the question. Maybe that's the real tea, okay? A boy from Chicago who wore footed eyewear did not get Selvin's vote. Who is the boy from Chicago and Selvin vote? I don't know. I don't understand what this. What is this? You know, pertaining to? Hello.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Jaquan. What's tea?
Hey, Jaquan.
Nothing laying down. What y'all doing?
Nothing being fish, laying in my king sad bed, feeling like fish.
Well, that's cool. Y'all crazy. Kelly.
Oh, shit. Hold on. They said the child that walked foot and eyewear, the boy from Chicago that walked foot and eyewear at the Blahnik Ball, got voted over by Selvin, and they said he sent Selvin a text message reading Selvin saying that he thought it was fair. Selvin did not vote for him, and he said it was because Selvin wanted to fuck him and that he would not fuck Selvin, so Selvin shaded him. So Selvin read him on the mic the next night at the Blahnik Ball. The next night at the Rumble.
Are you serious, Kelly?
That's what they said.
That mean, Kelly, I'm not going to walk no more balls. You know what? I'm going to just give it up because it's too much shame. You know what I'm saying? And enough is enough. You know, if there's, I mean, I'm hoping there's not the real tea, whatever the case may be. But if it is, That's not right. And I'm here to say that. That's not right. Because it ain't what you do, Kelly. It's how you do it.
Somebody hit me up and they said, what the fuck is up with the Mugliers getting beat at the Blahnik Ball and Tank's in the hospital? What the fuck?
Really in the hospital?
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on. We have a caller. 404-451. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Like weapons from the old times, and then they show how it affects the body.
404-451, you're live on the air.
What's wrong?
Oh, no, I just got a... I told you when I spoke to you before the show, I got a bad headache. Hold on. 718-483, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 718-483, you're live on the air.
Is your grandmother Prince? It is.
Get me off of here.
Who is this?
It's your grandchild.
Baby, what the fuck? It's What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck is you doing?
Baby, watching you. Miss Ebony said, so what the fuck did you press one for? What the fuck?
My phone be just going on one. When I call you.
Honey, hold on, Miss Ebony typing me something else. Press it. Miss Ebony said, well, press it now. Hold on. This is what's sounding calling me. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Baby, are you ready to come on?
Because
these girls are
sending
messages.
Hello?
Yes.
So what did you do today, Shasha?
Nothing. I just, you know, it was too hot outside, and I just had, you know, just get motivated and get into a one-piece bathing suit and hit the stroke.
A one-piece.
Hold on. We about to call me.
Bathing suit.
I'm about to send Kool-Aid number over to Miss Ebony so we can get this tea mistake.
Oh, my God. I have to tell y'all, what the fuck is up with Ben being in Kelly's kitchen?
Baby, you better stop trying it. What the fuck is up with you paying the girls in the chat room? We want Miss Shasha flashed. Oh, they say the girls in the chat room is
you.
They can't take me, Kelly. They can kiss my ass.
I know that's right. I didn't see y'all. I didn't see y'all. But so.
Some people.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
What's T?
Hey.
Who's on the line?
Jaquan is on the line. Myself.
Hi, Jaquan.
Hey, Shasha the Destroyer.
Hi, Shasha.
Hey, boo.
What's going on? Okay, before I even go any further with this, I'm single. I don't go with no one. Don't ask me no questions. I'm not going to answer it. I'm just letting that out there now. Okay, now, let's talk. Sure. What's up?
Okay, well, they just sent me a text. I just got a Yahoo message, and it says, the boy from Chicago who worked for an eyewear did not get Selvin's vote. He sent Selvin a text message, reading Selvin, saying that he thought that was fair. Selvin did not vote for him. And he said it was because Selvin wanted to fuck him, and he did not want to fuck Selvin. Shade. So Selvin read him on the mic the next night at the Rumble. Father Hermes.
Right, I'm the one that sent you that text because you sent me that. And I wanted to make sure that you got it because you know when girls, when they get on the show, it don't be what it really would it be. You know what I'm saying? So I was letting the girls know. So the real key is this. He was always complaining about, well, he was in the house of Virgin. He was always complaining about how much I don't show him love. And when I saw him in Sully, I'm not going to lie, I gagged when I saw him. So my way of giving him that respect, because I'm not going to lie, he has done his thing, but sometimes they don't give him the respect that he's entitled to. That's like certain things that I've seen. So me showing Philadelphia, you know, I was, you know, introducing, you know, a new streetwear, which he's really not new, but you know, when somebody don't know you, you are called new. So I was, you know, explaining to him, you know, who he was and stuff like that. Okay, the category comes up, he walks, he says his lingo out his mouth. Monica would chop him. He asked Monica why did he chop. He explained to Monica what the situation was. Monica said what she had to say, but I had to break it down to Monica what the situation was. To my Monica's legendary Jumbo 7. So, okay, she gave him a chance. He stood to the side. When it was time for the vote, I voted over him. I felt that, no shade, the boss on chow was eating it over him. At the end of the day, I'm a fair person. I don't give a fuck if he was a con or a Mizrahi, or whatever. If somebody is eating it, you give it to the person who deserves it. And after everything was fine, I was chilling out, I get a text, and all you know, all hell broke loose. And I was gagging about the text. Hey, Scottish, I had a great time with y'all at the hotel, and Rodney Milan, my uncle, I had a wonderful time chilling. Okay, what else? So then, oh, and Kamala had a wonderful time, too. And we have to do another stage game. So anyway, so it went from that to I gagged at that, and I didn't know how to take that because it was the way I, like how you read the text, I gagged. Because I'm sitting here saying, I never approached you in the way of me wanting to have you and all this. And I'm saying to myself, here we go once again with this I got to have you to be in my house when you haven't even came to my apartment before you even got to the house. Why am I always being accused of something that I'm not doing? Just like how I was talking to my sister when I told my sister how I was going home. So anyway, so then it went from that to, after that, what happened? I said, oh, yeah, so, okay, the night of the ball, the night of the Rumble Ball, I went off on the mic. Mind you, the first time was the Bionic Ball, and I want to explain that issue, too. Okay, so I went off at the Rumble Ball because, like I said, bitch, how could you ever disrespect me like that? And then now you want to have your people on your side thinking that the reason why I didn't give you a vote, and then, mind you, what made it more gaggable is you gave, if I gave you the vote and you won, you was going to split the money with me. If I don't get down like that, I've never gotten down like that. What I need you to split the money with you for? At the end of the day, I'm not getting nothing really out the deal. What am I getting up out of that? Like, I didn't do nothing for me. And when it came out to me, I was just zagging at all of that. I was zagging at the rumors. It's all that just drama, period. Okay, what else you want to know?
Oh, what else is it? What else is it?
Oh, so I got the floor. I got the what the fuck floor?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Another incident that happened. I'm on my way to the ball. I'm on my way to the ball doing me. So they cheated about my new love, the whole situation. Getting my single, mind you, getting my life. How I was looking, I was giving the Bionics a new look. I you know, I lifted them the whole nine. You know, my uncle called me about a situation, and I will be honest with you, I love this man from that day on. Because like I said, when they come into these girls, and like I said on the mic, when they come into these girls, if a person know that you like somebody, or if a person know that you with somebody, they will try to crumble it when you're together and when you're apart. And like I said, and I'll say it again, I don't have a problem with anybody going with any of my exes. At the end of the day, I just don't have the patience of, if you're talking to this person now, and you're going with this person now, don't bring that drama to me. That is the only problem I have. At the end of the day, I can't really make you go with no one. I can't make you break up with no one. Only thing that I can ask is, if you're with that person, then you be happy. But don't bring none of that shit to me. And I had to let the ex-lover know. And I really went in. And like I said, I was going to serve her. Because at the end of the day, you went in my circle, and you tried to take somebody in my circle. It wasn't like you went out of the box. You went in the box of, this is a person that's a gay to me. That's like me and you, Sasha. If me and you is real close, and yours break up with you, and yours goes out with me. But me and you are sisters. We don't do that. We don't do that. Just like with my sister Cully. Even if you ask my gay kids, I'm not messing with nothing that's yours. And I'm not going to mess with nothing that you already had. Now, if it was a piece of a night, then yeah, maybe I might do the gang bang or whatever if I'm feeling that moment. But I don't do that. And if I have done it, trust me when I tell you, it won't leak and it won't get out. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a goody-goody because I'm not. But I know what I do, but I know what I don't do. So when it comes out to ballroom, trust me, if I go with you, everybody knows who I go with. And if I don't go with you, I just don't do the go.
Yes.
Then if I'm playing cards, if I'm being dropped off, or whatever I'm doing what I do. Now, we got that part out the air. Now, let's add the other what the fuck. The chopping situation at the function. And like I said on the other show, and I say it again on this one, I have beef with the House of the Lord. The only ones I have beef with is the ones that voted them three motherfucking children in that house. I don't have a problem with the whole House of Allure. I still see that house to this day. So like I said, if you saw at the Bionic Ball, and everybody was paying attention, I was calling out every one of them that was there. I have ballroom beef. I don't have personal beef. When I'm out in the street with you, I will respect you. When I'm in the ballroom, yes, I will respect you. And like I said, and I say it again, Miss Stannis didn't do nothing to me. But at the end of the day, like I said, I did not like my niece's shoes. And like I said, and I say it again, If a bitch is not on point with their shit, I don't give a fuck if it was $2.03 and my pumpkin nickel with a biscuit. If you're not on point, and that even goes with my house. If you're not on point, and then you get chopped, and you ask why, and it's on point, you walk away and you pop. A certain the Lord came up to me and asked me, and at first I did not answer, because I'm really within the category, and I'm not gonna lie, I was trying to be funny, because I'm keeping it a pumpkin, I'm keeping it real. I was trying to be funny,
yeah.
And I was feeling myself, and I'm not gonna lie, I was feeling myself at the moment, but I wasn't being changed for him, and I'm really getting over it, because I keep it real, Sasha, and you know me, I keep it real. I was feeling my moment. And I came up out of my moment, and I told him. Only thing I didn't like, it was the shoes. He asked me what was about the shoes. I explained to him about the shoes, and like I said, I wasn't trying to be funny. Just like when it comes up to the Mark situation. Mark called me earlier today, and we spoke about it. And we got that clear. Now, when it came up to the Artway situation, like I said, and I say it again, the category you have to bring in like a martial art, the whole performance was to have been martial arts. And the other day, was saying something about why I didn't do nothing about Vogue Femme. And remember, I commented at Vogue Femme, so that's the reason why I didn't do anything, because I commented. Now, when it came up to the Always situation, all of them did not Vogue martial arts through the whole performance. I heard that Brian was going off about when I chopped him. I don't know, because like I said on the other show, and I'm going to say it now, I did not witness that. But you know how the girls can carry, and they wanted to say things, but I can't go off on something I did not see. But what I will say this is, if anybody want to know, and if Brian wants to know, do I see his own way? No, I don't. I've never saw it. But I still give him his respect. No, I'm just keeping it real. I still give that man his respect because of what I don't see that don't got nothing to do with what no one else don't see. Hey,
you is entitled to your own opinion.
Exactly. Just like it's no shade. If you really got into that performance, I waited for the whole time for him to do his performance. And when he didn't hold that pose like a martial art, it's when I taught him. And that's all it was. So it wasn't like me being shady. And just like when it comes to my son, Derek Icon, I'm going to explain that situation. No, I did not chop him back because he chopped me at the Icon board. I chopped him because he did not do the martial art. That is the reason why I chopped him. He chopped him because he chopped me. I chopped him because he didn't do the martial art part.
Wow.
So I don't have no problem against no one. But if I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you. It's a milestone that has nothing to do with this. That's why I stand alone on this phone.
Hello.
And just like I said, if anybody wants to come up because of a chop, could you imagine how many times that we've got chopped?
The 12 people that were listening to the other show said that they don't want to hear this no more.
The 12 people that what?
The 12 people that was listening to the other show said that they don't want to hear this no more.
Well, like I said on the old show, that I was supposed to make sure that it was done on this show because I didn't have enough time. Now, another what the fuck. Like I said, and I say it again, Michi, Mother Mizrahi from St. Louis, is not a legend. Okay, so let's get this clear, and let's get this clear now. And I'm not being shady, and I'm not being fierce, and I'm not being funny. But ain't no way in the hell that I'm going to get on the mic, and I'm not speaking for no other commentators. Like I said, I'm speaking for me. But I already know what the answer is to this. So that's another reason why I'm speaking so strongly and so deadly about it. None of us is going to call that lady a legend. Okay? And I'm not being fierce, and I'm not being disrespectful, and I'm not being shady. I'm being the truth. We got that part out the way. Now, what is he in Ultra Omni? What is he, Sasha, in Ultra Omni in Chicago?
Hold on, Kool-Aid.
Yeah, overall, because I want to make sure I give the respect.
Hold on. Somebody just sent me, they said, what the fuck? What about Camaro? What the fuck?
I get to all of that. Let me finish. Now, Kenny Ultra Omni is not Kenny Ultra Overworld Father, whatever he is.
Wait, I need to know this because I live in Chicago, and I need to notate this in my book. You said that Kenny Ultra Omni is not legend?
No, I said legendary Kenny Ultra Omni is not an icon.
Ooh,
okay, because what was told to me, what was told to me was that all the icons have to get together and deem a person.
Hold on. Because he's in the, they said, somebody just hit me up and said he's in the chat room. Go ahead.
Okay, he could be in the chat room. I'm still going to say what I said. No, like I said, and I'll say it again. And I'm not being serious, and I'm not being shady. Let me finish, Sasha, because I want to make sure I get it all out so these girls can get it clearly, because I don't want them thinking I'm throwing shade.
One more thing. Calm down, because you're too loud, and my head is pounded.
Okay, sorry, sis. It was told to me that all the icons have to get together and deem you as an icon. I know for a fact my grandmother, who is Stuart, we don't have nothing that says because we already know it. My grandfather, Tony, I don't have to mention his status because we already know it. And Dre, and I can go all the way down this list. Now, if they tell me that they all got together and deemed him, then out of respect, I will mention him there on the mic. But I already know, if I come to them with this, I already know my answer. Just like when they come down, just like when they come down to certain legends, now what I do now is I speak to them and I ask them before I even call anybody out. I ask them, and when they say to me, "Yes, it is," I keep going with it. Now, when it comes down to
hold on. The girl in the chat room said you're still too loud and they can barely hear you. And then I got another. I got somebody gave the ring. Well, only one person, it's no shade to Jay, but somebody said only one person deemed Jay, so why can't one person deem Kenny?
Like I said, let me finish.
They gave the right, Kenny was deemed by the icon, Kevin Omni.
At the end of the day, like I said, and I say it again, if they got to come as a group, and that's what was told to me, and if anything changed, that I don't know nothing about, then I will apologize. But when I know when it comes down to that situation, I know ain't nobody came together for. Now, when it comes down to Jay Blahnik, I can't question that because I really don't know. Now, when it comes down to Carmelo, Jay Blahnik made him back. And like I said, I'm not taking nothing away from nobody. But if you keep hearing from other people, I didn't have nothing to do with that, that wasn't my doing, then it don't exist. I don't want to be the one that's been on the mic calling somebody out, and then I get tapped and I get questions for it. And I'm not speaking for no other commentators. I'm only speaking for me because it has happened to me several times. I will call out a person, and the minute I call them out, mind you, somebody that's going to call that person out 2 weeks before me or a month before me, and when it's going to be questioned, but as soon as I say something, he says, now I'm hearing that, Sheldon, you are the power of the microphone. And I'm not speaking for my sister, Jack, because she's not on this show, so I'm only speaking for me, everybody. And I hope everybody hears this. I'm not speaking for Neiman. I'm not speaking for Ivonia. I'm only speaking for me. It was told to me that my mouth is powerful on certain things that I say. So when they hear certain things, they take it personal. So I made a vow down in my mouth that I won't do nothing unless if I speak to those that was before me. And if my before me says to me, yes, it's okay, then out of respect for them, I proceed with it. Just like when it comes up to Kevin, Tommy Vinny, if he is an icon, I'm going to make sure that I speak to the rest of the icons. And if the icons tell me that, then out of respect, I will apologize, and I don't have no problem of calling that man what he is from this day on.
Hold on. He gave the very, because he's in the chat room, none of those girls that you named traveled to the Midwest, and that's all, the microphone, nothing else.
Well, if you really want to get into it about the Midwest, the only thing that was hot in the Midwest is Detroit and Chicago, and that don't even ring like how it used to. And it's no shade to them states because they know I've always jumped for them at any function they ever gave. And you can even ask Banks Ebony how much I was trying to get to Chicago. So when it comes down to it about the Midwest, it's no shade towards them, but it don't pump like how it used to. So at the end of the day, like I said, and I say it again, I'm not going to call you something that you're not. I'm not going to be questioned for it because at the end of the day, I'm the one that get questions for it. So to prevent all of that, I make sure I go around and I talk to the people that is before me. Just like there's no shade, you can say this one is a legend. That doesn't mean I'm going to get on the mic and do it. That doesn't mean I can't. Like I said, I'm not speaking for no other commentators. I'm only speaking for me. I can't see me calling you something and everybody's looking around me giving, well, what the hell, and what the hell, what the hell, what the hell. Same way with the Marco situation. When I deemed him, everybody was giving, what the hell, this, that, the other, blah, 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 blah. And I quit, and you even asked Marco. I even explained it, and I even fought for Marco.
But, okay, well, now since we got on that topic, I want to know, okay, from one legend to another legend, a true legend, what is Marco legendary for?
Okay, this is what happened. At the awards war in Chicago, when they was deeming people legend, I felt in my heart, and I didn't speak as in like this is my girlfriend or something. I spoke from my heart that I know that this child has done more than them. And when it comes down to Chicago, Marco has also took that state to another level. Even if you want to sit there all day and say the man was unfair, he does this, he does that, every boy that man has been crowded. And when it comes down to his wins and his losses, that was the reason.
Wait, listen.
You asked me, and I'm telling you.
No, wait, hold on, because I know you're telling me, but the girls in the chat room said you need to bring it down. They cannot hear you. It's too loud. And
your phone is messing up,
Clay.
The reason, like I said, the reason why I did what I did it from my heart. I didn't do it because this is my grandchild, because if that's the case, I would have deemed the bitch a long time ago. Like I said, the reason why I did what I did was when things were going on at Milan's Awards Ball, I felt in my heart that this child has done more than these people. I'm not sitting here saying that they didn't do their thing because they have. But I felt in my heart that this man has done more, especially when it comes down to people traveling, coming to this man's ball. A lot of people go out their way and travel for that. And not only that, this man has walked. No matter if he's won or he has gotten chopped, there's not one time this child has walked that I know of. Walk something and get in battle no one, win or lose. So that was my reason of me doing what I did. I even wanted to deem Antoine a long time ago, and I'm not going to even lie. But I knew that if I did that and I did this and I did that, it was going to turn into, well, Sheldon, you're only doing this because of the girlfriend. And like I said, when it came out to Marco status, I fought for it. So it wasn't like I was being cute or being shady. I was just speaking from the heart of what I know. And anytime that I'm on the mic about something, I always speak from my heart. I don't speak because of this is my girlfriend and this is whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I do have my girlfriend moments when I want to give a girl life. Like, for example, Kelly. Kelly's my sister for life. Jack is my sister for life. OJ's my father for life. Certain people is whoever is for life. They're going to always get the respect out of me, even if I go through ups and downs or whatever it is. Of course I'm going to show them love. I want to show them more love than I show anybody else.
Hold on, legendary father Fred Chanel, you're on the line.
Hello, everybody.
Hey
Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Shasha. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Selvin.
Hey.
I was just sitting here, and I'm really, like, kind of confused about the status and things now, because if I'm not mistaken, and Kelly was there, and Selvin was there, and a whole lot of other people was there, that Sunday after Easter, was at Easter Sunday, I think. And and we came up with all these rules and regulations that we agreed upon for the criterias. And one person that was there also was Stewart. And
is that right?
And I have a problem with if Stewart going to complain about Selvin and Jack handing out statuses, and we're going to put a stop to it, and everybody agreed, and it was a lot of people at this meeting, and I'm trying to find out, well, why was Stewart even go to Philly and do that when we already sit here and just said this is what we're going to do? And I'm feeling like, are we wasting our time trying to make the ballroom scene better, or is always going to be one person who feel like they can just do what they want when they feel like they want to? Because,
well, my opinion on the situation is, every we sit here.
I really want to work.
Hello?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My opinion on the situation is we sit here and we have these meetings and we say one thing, but then after the meetings is over, a whole other thing happens. Nobody ever sticks to what's going to be said at these meetings or what's going to be put in the blueprint and what's going to be put in the stone. Everybody does what they want to do. So it's never going to change.
So now are we saying that what Jamal is trying to do is just might as well just throw it out the door now?
Well, that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. That's what happened this weekend.
And Kenny Army, and let me get this clear. And like I said, I don't have nothing against you. You know, we always battle on the floor and stuff. But just like I said, I don't want to call you something, and then I get.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes.
I'm going around saying that you are.
Kool-Aid, you're too loud. You're too loud.
Stop.
They not hear
no, that's
you.
How. That's how my phone is. I don't have a problem.
You need to turn the value down to your phone. It's too loud.
I don't have a problem.
I think you should just need to just switch.
I don't have a problem. Like I said, I don't have a problem of calling you anything that you are. But at the same time, like I said, if they all came together and I don't want to call you something and then I get questioned later, because that has happened a lot of times.
Oh.
That every time if I call somebody a legend that's been called out a month before, or 2 weeks before, or a week or a day, it's always shelving this, shelving that. Like I said, I'm only speaking for me. I can't speak for the other conversations because they're not on the phone. But
okay.
I have always been questioned.
A question that just came across. How could somebody be deemed legendary in one state and they're not traveling or doing anything and nobody knows who they are when they come out of their state?
Well, I don't know, but if you really want to get into it, it was already done in New York. Everybody was already legends before they was traveling. So I don't know. All they can tell you is that things have changed during the years. All they I'm just all about, I'm with the yays and the nays, and that's all I can say. And just like I said, I don't have no problem with the Army, the Lords, no nobody. But just like I said, and I say it again, I don't want to call out somebody for something, and they get me. Can I talk to you for a minute? And I go every year. And they go every, well, how are you doing this? And then I'm hearing it from more than one person.
Wow.
So before all of that, if the high cost can come to me and tell me, I don't have a problem with it.
So
ahead, Fred, what do you have?
But then they say at the meeting there would be no such thing as local legends and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah,
so,
I heard all this.
So to answer that question, there won't be any local legends. Either you're a legend for the ballroom scene, or you just won't be legend, period.
Right.
Child, but baby, you know what? I said to myself, it's just like having a Grammy, and you can't give Whitney a Grammy this week and then say next week, oh no, Whitney wasn't supposed to have the Grammy. It was supposed to go to Mariah and take it back. But baby, I think it's time to go back, and it's time to go back and take all these bitches' titles that shouldn't have these titles before time.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. No, this is how you really make it hot. Make up the legendary categories that they're supposed to be legendary for, and let's see them walk. And if they get through, then you know.
Okay, well, so
why should you stop? Why should we take everybody else's stuff?
Hold on. So you said make up legendary categories for them to walk legendary category, because I'm a gun, okay? And me, and I can speak for myself, and I can speak for Shay Shay, and I can speak for Rose, Miss Day. Make up a legendary category for the big girls, Miss Day. What legendary category you have in a ball, Kool-Aid? What legendary category are you making up that Marco's going to walk?
To be honest with you, like I said, and I say it again, I told you what happened, and they took it back. That's what I told you. I told you what I did. I never said that I didn't do this. You asked me from a legend to a legend, and I told you from a legend to a legend. The reason why I did what I did was because of who they made legends before her. And the dagger was, the one that they made legend before her, they didn't get questioned, but Marco did. But like I said again, Miss Marco has done more. Even when she has her balls, no matter if you like her or not. Don't get me wrong, Marco can even tell you if Marco was on the phone. I go through ups and downs for her today, to this day. It was a time that me and her was going to fight. So if I'm speaking from the heart and if I'm going to push that to the side and I'm keeping it real, I'm not being phony about the situation.
Well, one of the young kids is hitting me up in the ballroom scene, and they gave the very, there has been no rules in the ballroom scene. How can we ever try to make a law now?
What you said?
One of the kids is hitting me up saying it has never been no rules in the ballroom scene before. How are we going to make a law now?
I can answer that. The reason why there's rules now, because everything is getting out of hand. When it was not, the reason why it wasn't no rules then, which it really was rules, everything was in control. You have parents that don't know how to teach these certain girls what to do. You got mothers, and I'm keeping it real. You got mothers that's not even like mothers no more. You only got them because they look pretty. You don't got them no more. Like I said, I'm an old school head. Certain stuff I am stuck in, and certain stuff I'm not stuck in. I'm used to Avis. I'm used to Peppa. I'm used to Dorian. I'm used to Paris. I'm used to those girls. And what those girls was about, go to school, do this, do that, make your money,
well,
don't be a fag, and it's for things. I'm on it.
Go ahead, Fred.
I think one reason why we need rules now is because the ballroom scene is so large now. I mean, back in the day, it was only in, New York? So you really didn't need those type of rules now. And now that the scene is getting so big, it's hard to, try to put down rules and regulations to try to keep everything the same, because people are doing things now that don't really even know what the ballroom scene is about. So you need these type of rules and regulations to try to get everybody on one accord, because you got people now in other states thinking that if you win 2 or 3 grand prizes, you automatically a legend. And when I started walking, it was 10 years, period. You didn't have to even talk about being no legend until you start coming up to your 10-year period. So now you got kids feeling like, they turn 2 or 3 balls, and now it's over for them. And now you have to bring them back to reality, because when they come to the mecca of the ballroom scene or some of the major ballroom states, they don't get the same thing that they get in their hometown. So you have to get these rules and let them know about the scene so they can understand what this is really coming from.
Creep of Nature, you there?
Hey, Kelly.
What's up, Creep?
I just came on a piggyback off of something that Fred just said. They said back when Javon X Chanel got deemed legendary by RR and Davina got deemed by James, that they weren't going to take back statuses after they were given out. Excuse me. But Kenny was deemed an icon back in 2006. So if by what Self is saying, if a whole group of icons has to get together and deem somebody.
The thing is, he's been questioned. He's been questioned.
Hold on, loud finish, Kool-Aid. Don't cut off, loud finish. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, if, like what I was saying, if Jay was only deemed by one person, Kenny was only deemed by one person. So if it's a group, by what you're saying, shouldn't a group have gotten together and deemed Jay? I mean, that's kind of like being biased towards one person for one reason versus another. And like I said, this was back in 2006 when Kenny got his status. So, I mean, if you're going to take back something...
We never got to the topic of Jay. They never got to the topic with me with Jay. And if you want to know about that, and I can speak about that, no one got to far as I know. I don't know if anybody got in the group about Jay. Just like I said, and I say it again, if everybody got into a group about Kenny, I personally don't have a problem of calling him anything. Just like I am on the mission of trying to find out, did everybody call him out at Jay out? I mean, did everybody do the same thing with Jay? I don't just put it like this. As me as a commentator, like I said, every time when I do something, I'm always getting questioned about it. If it ain't from an icon, it's from a legend. If it ain't a legend before me, it's a legend after me. I'm always getting questioned. So I made a vow to myself. I'm not doing something if no one don't approve of it. Because this is where the drama comes in. So as of right now, I still don't know nothing about Jay. Just like I don't know nothing about Kenny. And if he's been out for 2006, why I ain't never call him out as an icon? And when I do call him out, why he don't question me? And why he don't correct me? So if he's been there since 2006, and we in 2010, and I be calling this man a legend, and I haven't been questioned for it from his mouth, then we have a problem. Because ain't no way in the day like I'm going to have Jack or Stewart or Tony or Neiman or anybody that's a commentator calls me out at something, and I know daggone well, I know I'm not. And if I don't question it, then I'm the one with the problem. Since 2006.
He said, because you like to be shady, and he just pays it.
Let me explain something to you. If that's the case, if I was shady, then when I call you out, why'd you come out? So how shady can I be? I can't be that shady if you really want to get into it. That's like when Ashley, back in the days, was boo-boo. When I was calling her boo-boo, Miss Ashley would never answer you if you called her boo-boo when she turns her name to Ashley. That's like Dawn LaCroix, which is not Dawn LaCroix no more. When I was calling her Dawn, she wouldn't respond to me. Just like if you call out Jamal Milan as a legend, Jamal is not coming out as no legend. So if that's the case, those are my friends too. And I have battles with them. And they always correct me. So like I said, I don't have no problem with this man. I've walked against this man. I've kiki with this man. I even been under his roof, drinking or whatever with this man. I don't have no problem with this man. The only time I throw that man shade is when it's time to battle. I don't see him. I'm old school about the situation. I will kiki with you before the ball, and I will kiki with you after. But when it comes down to legislators and stars, when they come down to me and I'm on the floor, we don't see each other.
Well, if anybody out there have any comments or want to say anything about this, it is definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. Feel free definitely at this time to press 1. And we will definitely be taking your calls, honey. Bishasha.
I'm here, Kelly.
What do you think about all of this?
I just think, this is crazy, but, this is life, though. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Well,
Jake, you don't know what to do yet.
Huh?
What do you think about all of this?
I don't ever want to be no legend or icon, ever. Keep it all away.
I don't want it. I die.
I'm going to hurt y'all.
Well, baby, I'm going to be honest with y'all, and I'm going to be real with y'all, baby. The only thing I ever wanted to do, I never wanted to be a legend. The only thing I ever wanted to do was win of the year. And
you is lying, girl. You is lying. You wanted to become mother. You wanted to win of the year. And you wanted to be a legend.
I just wanted to be mother. And I just wanted to win of the year,
Miss Thang. That lady is lying.
For real, anything after mother and of the year, Miss Thang, it was a gift, Miss Thang.
You know, and I'm not going to lie, now that I remember that, you are right. Because it was not one time you ever came to me and said, I want to be a legend. Your mission was, I want to become mother. Even when you first joined the chapter, and I have to think about that one, and I have to correct myself, and I apologize, Kelly. You did say that, because when you said that you wanted to be mother in this house, we all was looking like, that ain't happening. And look where you are today.
Ain't It's just too much. It's just too much. Just come out. Why the girls just can't come out and just have fun, honey? That's what. Why anybody have to be a legend or an icon or a statement or a star? Why everybody can't just be equals and just come out and have fun and turn their motherfucking categories out? Put all their creativities and all their motherfucking shit into their categories, bitch, and just come out and turn it the fuck out, bitch, and make the balls fun like it used to be back in the days when the balls was at the Mark Ballroom and they was at the Y and all these other places where it was fab venues and you didn't have to be motherfucking, you didn't have to get rushed out and the balls would start at a certain time and the balls would go on for hours and you go on the ball and it's sun and it's nighttime, and when you come out, it's fucking daytime outside, but everybody had fun, and it might have been a little altercation or an argument or something on the back of the runway, but afterwards, everybody was outside at the let out after the ball was over, and everybody was kikiing and having fun, and girlfriends going to wherever they was going to get high, or go wherever they was going to get fucked. We need to go back to that, bitch, when it was fucked.
I'm going to tell you why, Sister, why it's not that way, and I think I can speak for all the old school heads. The reason why is because we all took it as fun. We battled for the plastic. This ain't fun no more because it's about the coin. It's not about the creativity. And what kills me is everybody is saying, I got a production. Bitch, I'm not singing no props, no nothing. So can we please cut that I got a production out? This, honey, I got a CD. Just say that. Because, honey, when I be hearing productions, I be looking for all that. Just like No Shade, like the House of Malona Blahnik, Grand March. That is what I miss. That is what I was gagging. Bitch, I had like three tears in my eyes. Like, really, like three tears. Because I was looking at the Grand March, don't get me wrong. But it was like every time that I looked at it, was like I saw somebody from my past. When it came out to the balls, all the categories was fun. Even when you couldn't wait for the main event. Because back then, the girls know how to take it as in, we are girlfriends outside, when we are at the ball, we are enemies, and when the ball is over with, we are back as girlfriends.
But you know what another thing? Fred, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You know what? Another thing that kills me with the new kids, because I remember back in the days, and I can remember everybody that chopped me those 2 years that I was getting chopped before I made my name. I remember back in the days, bitch, when Stewart was sitting up on the motherfucking panel at the YWCA mistake, and he chopped me when I came out that cage. I could not utter out my mouth. Or why did I get motherfucking chopped? I just walked away this thing, and the girls pulled the cage off the floor, bitch, and I went on about my business. It's just like, okay, I got chopped, bitch, but the next time I come to this ball, I'm going to make them know it even more. The girls want to know why they got chopped and this and questioning, want to run up on the gym. That shit works me, bitch. If you got chopped, bitch, just take it with a grain of salt. You know the next time you come, bitch, you got to bring it motherfucking stronger to make them motherfucking see it.
But the thing is, today is that when you got chopped, the reason why you didn't question it is because you already knew why you got chopped. The way how the girls, the difference between then and now is you have some girls, a chopping is out of, we wasn't sleeping together, and we wasn't sleeping together, you couldn't do this, or you didn't do that, or you didn't leave the house, or you did this, or you did that. That is the reason why now these days when the girls get chopped, you have to question it. And it's no shame. It's a difference between back then. Back then, if you got chopped, it was automatically, bitch, I know why. Because I'm not going to lie, bitch. When I was walking schoolboy, bitch, let me tell you something. Like I said, and I'll say it again, your girls are lucky that y'all getting to be seen. Bitch, when I came out, bitch, the minute they said, Shelvin, shut, chop, I was getting, bitch, I didn't even come out yet. Bitch, I wasn't even seen. Because the way these girls are getting tough today is lusty.
Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Hey, Kelly, what the fuck is up with Selvin taking over the whole show tonight? I think he should just write a blog and get some sleep and let us continue our show.
He said, what the fuck is Selvin, what?
I said, what the fuck is Self-In taking over the whole show? I think you should just write a blog and just get a good night's sleep and rest on it.
The reason why I don't write a blog, because it never comes out who really said it, and I'm a legend, and I haven't got cut off yet. I can do that.
Oh, my God. The girls are thinking, do we have any more callers? Oh, my God. That private caller is a fucking
geeky. Exactly, a private caller. Catch, private.
But one thing too, though, I think the kids these days shouldn't run up to judges and ask them why you chopped me and stuff. Cause I tell my kids, don't you dare run up to nobody and ask them why you get chopped. If I handle it later on, I ask them later on. But don't you do that, because all you're doing is making it worse on yourself.
Maybe.
And I think they just need to be more respect with the kids. The kids, they really don't respect nobody these days. They just feel like they can just do what they want to do, and that's it.
Oh, hold on. 706-714. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
What's up, Kelly? Hey, Selvin. Hey, Fred. Hey, everybody else that's on the phone. This is Eric. Okay, I do have a question. Kelly, this question is to you.
Yes.
About how Andre said last night when he ended the show, how do you feel about if they actually decided to take everybody's status away and just compete? With legends, icons, everything, if they just took the status away, do you still think a lot of these two that are legendaries and icons will still slay like they did before they had their status?
Let me see. I think a lot of the girls will still do their thing, but a lot of the legends and icons don't walk like that anymore. But if they was to take everybody's status, away, bitch, I think it would be great. And let the girls come out and have competition. But you know what? I don't think it would still work. The only way that would work for them to take everybody's status away and for it to work and for the girls to come out and see, is it really Shane or is it really the legend or the statements or the stars, it would have to be a panel of people that don't know what a legend, an icon, or a statement or a star is, to come out there and judge that function and let those legends and those icons and those statements and those stars come out there and they all battle. These people don't know what a title is or anything, but the girls are just, all they know is what is this category that is written down here should be brung like, and these people come out there and they bring their best foot forward. Then we will see exactly who was what and who is what. Is that it, Corla?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna fuck these girls up. Y'all girls are the best. I would love to have Stewart come up here and talk about what happened this weekend. Cause it seems like I don't understand. I love Jay and everybody. It seems like everybody has a problem with it. I don't know. I respect Jay for what he did in the scene. But everybody seems like they had a problem. 718-483, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. 718-483, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please. 347-426, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, Cody.
What's going on, Keisha? How you doing?
Who's on the phone with you?
Selvin, Fred,
Jaquan. Hey, Jaquan. All right. This is my question. I'm listening to everybody, and I think I'm a little perplexed, and I hope you guys can break it down. Because, Selvin, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I think what some of the calls are saying is, for example, you mentioned you deem Marco legend. You said as long as people come up as a whole saying that they deem one person legend, then they become legend. Correct or incorrect?
Wait, say it again. I hate you. You said
you deemed Marco legend, right? But didn't you say that it has to be a committee of people saying, yes, we deem this person legend, yes or no?
At that time, when Marco was deemed that, none of this was going on. None of that problem was going on at all.
Oh, okay.
This happened after the fact. And like, as you remember, I also said, too, a lot of people questioned me about that.
Right.
But Marco was the only person that ever had questioned me about. Now what I do Yes, this is how I asked, this is how Fred became legend, was because I spoke around. If I see, this is how I am now from this day on. If I see somebody that has been doing their thing for years, I go and I ask. First, I go ask, are they already? Then I go, after I find out if they're not, I ask why. And then after I ask why, then I say, if they don't know certain things, I still end up blocking. Once those blocks are in.
But, okay, but now, Selvin. Selvin. Hello? Hello?
I think our phone is messing up.
Hello?
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, so, Selvin, for example, Marco, I know he's popular in Chicago. Does Marco come to New York, Atlanta, and Philly? And when he does come to those states, does he slay it? Like, if I say, for example, if I say Selvin, if I say Kelly, if I say Fred, all those states that I mentioned, they have slayed it. They have set themselves a name. And I feel a legend is someone that when you say who, so, so, they don't be like, who? Even though they can be shady, you don't have to like them. But when they come to a certain state besides their own state, they are they're the it. They're the it factor. And I'm like, with Marco, all I know is Chicago. Even though you say he's done for Chicago, there's a lot of people that have done for their own state. But then when they go to other states, they be like, well, who's that? I don't know her or him.
That's true.
I mean, I can name a couple of people who has done for their state, who is in a lot. They're not legends yet. And you'll probably say because they don't walk enough. They don't travel enough. That's not fair. That's being biased. And I think that's why a lot of the callers, a lot of people feel some sort of way about certain people deemed legend. If you're going to do it for one person, it got to be for everybody. Because then it comes to biasness. Oh, you're being biased.
I think her phone hung up. Switchboard is Miss Ebony. Is Kool-Aid still there? Miss Ebony, is Kool-Aid still there? Kool-Aid!
I don't know what's going on. They said she's still there, but I don't know what's going on with her phone. But go ahead, Keisha. Finish. Okay, next caller, please, if I have one. It's a mess, honey. 313-680. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hey, Keller. How are you? This is Eric Eminence.
Hey, Eric.
What's up, Fred? I wanted to address Selvin. He had mentioned something in regards to speaking from the heart in regards to Marco, and I'm not even going to get on that right now. Addressing Fred about the local legend scenario in regards to Chicago. Back when we were discussing some stuff, and Selvin made mention of how he deemed DeMarco legendary because he felt like there are people getting legends before their time in Chicago. And I wanted to, while Selvin was on the phone, I wanted him to hear this, is that at that Midwest Awards Ball, when Milan had been deemed legendary, we had a meeting. Me, Milan, Kenny Omni, Neiman Marcus, you know, all of us, we got together. And as Selvin, I think, was there, if he would have taken notice to the Milan and the Neiman Marcus scenario, there was a conflict in regards to who Neiman would actually say was legendary, and with Milan naming the people legendary. So there was a scenario with that. And I think that's the basis that Selvin used in regards to naming Marco legendary. But that's something that the Midwest was trying to hash out. That's one of the reasons why there aren't any legends being named, period, in the Midwest or in Chicago, is because we're still hashing out the status scenario. Because one of my biggest issues, and just like Fred said, and just like Keisha just said just now, I don't want anyone to come up for status. And this is me personally, because when they came to me, it's a lot of people I would say, no, 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 no. But in regards to, you know, certain things, you know, majority overrules. And I with majority, I go with majority. Even if I don't see you as something, if I don't see you as legendary, if majority rules and the masses feel like this person should be, then okay, fine. I will respect you as a legend should be respected by other legends. I will
go. Kool-Aid, you back?
Hello?
There she go.
Okay, I didn't hear anything that Keisha said, so I was like, I got cut off because I was going to get on the train, but I decided to get in the cab. When it comes down to the Midwest period, no all jokes on the phone or anything, I have fought down from the Midwest. And when they come down, because, you know, I traveled a lot out there. It's a lot of people that I wanted to deem. Antoine was one of them that I wanted to deem a long time ago. Every person that, when they come down to, like, when they came up to when they were saying that Neiman was a legend at the time, or this one was a legend, or that one was a legend, and they were saying that Malone was the only legend in Chicago, I fought down. And when I said I fought down, that's why, if you notice, Eric Eminem, every time when they come down to a Midwest function, everybody always say, and Malone or not, they always say, oh, Selvin's not coming. Selvin's not going to be there. Selvin's going to go somewhere else. I've never let Midwest or West Coast down to this day. Like I said, I even tried to break my neck for Banks Ball. And if Banks is on the phone, Banks will tell you. Only reason why I stopped doing what I joined was because of the Marco situation. I stopped calling out everybody, even on the East Coast. Now, like I said, what I do is now, out of the stuff that I know that people does, I ask questions to legends and icons. And whatever that they was not around for, I speak up for. This is how Vandala became who she became when I did what I did in Philly. I didn't just get on the mic and just do this. I asked around. And when I asked around, I got my answer, and that's what I did out of respect. And like I said, I don't have nothing against Kenny. I'm just saying, I don't want to call this man something, and I get questions for it. And like I said, and I'll say it again, if this man was this in 2006, and I wasn't there, and I'm not taking nothing away from this man, if this man was this at 2006, I would have been calling this man this since 2006. We are now in 2010. And every time that I called him out, and if he felt that I disrespect him, I would truly apologize because I wasn't coming at him in that way. But if he felt a certain way then, he should have came to me and pulled me to the side like he has done many a times to pull me to the side about any situation. He could have pulled me to the side about that, and I would have told him.
But, you know, Sylvan, I didn't even mention the Kenny scenario. What I was talking about in regards to when you deemed Marco, and I think you were at the Midwest Awards Ball.
I told you why I deemed Marco.
Right, exactly.
Marco, because I felt in my heart at that time, I felt in my heart that this man has done more than just
more than.
That
I know.
Was
that's why.
Out. And at the same time of me doing that, I was also about to do call a lot of other people out in the Midwest. But since the Marco situation got out of hand, Selvin stopped. That's when
but
I stopped.
Know,
so that's why around now, and I ask questions. And if you want to be honest, even Nina Marcus has called me on one-on-one occasions and said, Selvin, what do you think about this? Do you know anything about this? How do you feel about that? And I even told Marco, Marco, I feel that this child has done certain stuff. I don't even know why they don't get. And I'm not going to mention no names, but I said, I'm not going to ask Marco on the one. I mean, to ask Nina Marcus on the scatter on the one-on-one. I said, I don't know why they don't do this. I don't know why they don't do that. Yes, I feel this is unfair. Yes, I feel that.
But you know what?
Unfair.
I didn't even address that scenario. The only reason that I brought up the Marco scenario because I heard what you said in regards to you, the reason why and from your heart. And I understand that completely, and it made me look at Marco in a different light. Not saying that I see it whatever, but I look at him in a different light based on your heartfelt thing. But the scenario that I brought up was in regards to when you felt like there were other people getting it before their time, and if you were at the ball, you noticed that Neiman Marcus and Milan were up there. And there was times where Neiman would call people legendary, and he would hand the microphone to Milan. We got together on those lists, and I agreed with some, and you know didn't agree with others. But the scenario was is that based on that, the premise based on that, the premise of you deeming Marco. How, irregardless to that, I just wanted to say that and touch on what Fred Chanel had said. A legendary Fred Chanel had said in regards to local legends. It is in my best attempts to make sure that anybody in Midwest that is being deemed legendary is a traveler. I've stated it on numerous of times. I've stated it all of the meetings that we've had that we want. I don't want anybody here. And actually, you've spoken with Goddess Rodeo as well. If you're deemed a legend, you're going to be known state to state to state, and that's one of the things, because that's the criteria set for prior to all this going on.
Let me stop you for 1 minute. Mm-hmm. Bitch, just not a traveler, because I have a lot of kids.
Exactly,
I have a lot of kids from Chicago that I fly or bus them to different states. Not just a traveler and a walker.
And a slayer, exactly.
Knowing
right.
Who you are.
That's what I meant.
When you mentioned Marco, like I said, Marco wasn't the only one that I wanted to call a legend.
I got to Marco,
it got out of hand. So that's
right.
Where I stopped the process. Like I said, it was many people I wanted to call out. As
right.
Legend, Marco wasn't the only one.
But you know what, though? But I agree
time,
with you.
Oh,
At
that time, no one else was there. Because if you remember, this was the same day that I called Fred out as a legend. You get what I'm saying? So it wasn't
right.
Like I didn't want to call nobody else as a legend. It was nobody that I felt at that time was a legend at that time. You still had new people around the Rodel Ball. It wasn't like it was a Pony or this one or that one in the area or I can't even get the lady name out. But certain people like Pepsi, like these are the people that I remember when Clinton was a Ford. So should I go any more further? Like, you get what I'm saying? These are people
exactly.
That when it comes down to me, I know what year I came to Detroit. I know what year I came to Chicago. I've seen Milan and Raven and this one and that one. Every
right.
Time that business was on the post, when it came to the Vogue Sim, you had Milan, you had this one, you had Raven, you had that
David
one.
David Bogari.
You had this one. David Bogari, exactly. These are people that I wanted to deem legend. Even when Milan got deemed legend, I was there when I used to see Milan and Raven and David Bogari. I know all of that. You know what I'm saying? These are things that people that don't come to your state that don't know. So when it comes down to y'all,
Hold on, Kool-Aid.
Because
we have a lot of callers, Kool-Aid. Hold on. 773-971, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Eric. Hey, Selwyn. This is the icon, Kenny Omni, on the line.
Hello.
Hey. Let me interject real quick before you go any further, Selwyn. Your very last statement you just made was absolutely correct. A lot of people that are talking about who's not legend and legendary in the Midwest, on the West Coast, are some of the same people that have never been to any of those states. No shade, if I have to start quoting history, Stewart never came to Chicago until 2006 at Marco's Ball. You did not come to Chicago until 2000, and the first ball you came to was mine, and the first people you saw battle for Vogue Femme was David and Milan. Milan was named 2004, along with Neiman Marcus, legendary by me. There was a big.
Who was legendary by you?
Neiman Marcus and Milan were named legendary before Stewart even opened their mouth in 2004 by me.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a big riff about that because somebody felt like.
Before you go any further, I don't want you to keep going because I don't want to forget nothing. Now, when it comes down to Milan, everybody didn't know that until Viacom Ball, that he was deemed the only legend. See, this is the thing, and you wasn't at the Viacom Ball.
I wasn't there,
listen. But but as you go on, I want to stop you so that I can go to that, so we don't have to keep going back and forth with this. So when it comes down to Milan, if you remember, you named two people. And the Icon Ball, they only named one. And if you really want to get into it, you can even ask Neiman. I even fought for that situation because I knew what Neiman was about.
But the people that said it, though, Selwyn, were people that hadn't even been in Chicago.
But I'm not arguing about that. Like I said, I'm not against
been
y'all.
In Chicago.
But I can say I'm not against y'all.
Okay.
You remember what I said? I wanted to name a lot of people from that side, from 2000. Now, this is 10 years later. So this ain't life.
Exactly.
I just come in here. I know what y'all have done. And you can even ask Audrey. I fought for y'all. So it's not like I don't see them here. Like when it comes down to you, like I said, I don't have a problem of calling you anything. You know that me and you have been through ups and downs, downs and ups. But at the end of the day, you always respect me just like I always respect you. And if you felt that I disrespected you in any way, I will apologize on that. But the reason why I can't apologize, because you never done nothing to me for me not to ever say I don't speak to you. Even if you want to say to me, so, let's do something as a team. If it's on point with it, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a team player. Just like I said, I don't want to call something out and it's being disrespected. Or if I call something out, like I said, I'm the one that always get questions for it. I didn't know nothing about 2006 you being Dean. I swear to you, and I wasn't there. And no one never came to me with it. And if I would have known that, I would have been calling you Icard. But I can't call you something that I don't know nothing about.
I don't get pressed by people calling me. The reason why I don't get pressed by people calling, whether they call me that or not, and I'm gonna lay this one out. When Kevin named me that, it took me a minute to get into it. Not that I didn't think I was ready, but I wanted to prove something else to myself before I actually took on that title.
Mm-hmm.
That's something a lot of people should do. They use the term legend, legendary, a little too damn loosely in this scene at this point, which I'm assuming is the reason for the board. Now, mind you, I've gotten the criteria. I wasn't able to make it to that meeting on Sunday, but already I know everything that happened. I actually have the sheet in front of me. So most of the criteria that was put there is to try to add some stability to it, but nobody's thinking about – they're thinking about the here and now. They're not thinking about what happened prior to.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to apply the criteria that's going on right now to what's happened to people that's already been named. And you can't do that.
Right.
It's a scenario that needs to be grandfathered. So if I've already been named this, I don't care what group has said I'm not, it's already been done. I think part of the solution is for people that when they go naming people that kind of stuff, there has to be some clarity in it. Like people need
but
to know why Milan was
but
just calling people legendary.
And I was gonna say everything was supposed to have started new ever since we all came as one. Just like I said, I don't have a problem of calling anybody something that I know what they've done. Like I said, I've been in Chicago since 2000. I've been in Detroit since 1999. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I don't know what y'all have done. Even when it came out to labels and Madiva and all of them, I know what y'all have done since 2000. In Chicago. That's like McDonovan is from Chicago. Solomon is from Chicago. These are people that I fought for that I know what they have done. So it's not like I said, it's not like I'm picking on anybody. I just don't want no one to question me on something. That's why I go.
No, then you know what it is, though, Selwyn? Then this is the deal, Selwyn. If you feel like if you're in that position, now this is my thought, and this is the way I've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Icons can name legends. Legends can name legendary. That's what I've been taught. But if you're going to do that on any level, it needs to be explained why. That's it. That's all. So the questions you get, whoever's named that person should be able to tell you why. Because anytime somebody's questioning me,
it shouldn't have to be nobody telling you why. You should already know why.
Because some people don't see. No,
that
will be true.
But I'm glad that you mentioned that, because if you can ask Fred is on this phone, and Fred is a witness. Before I called out Fred, I did explain the story.
Back in the icon ball, they called me out as legendary. But I told them that it wasn't my time to be legendary, and I corrected it myself because I wasn't going to be going around with no title that I knew I wasn't ready for or I didn't deserve yet.
Right.
Because,
I mean, that's anybody.
And that
should be anybody.
When I did name Fred Legend, and Fred is a witness to it, I broke up his history. And if anybody that I named legend, I always broke up their history, just like in Philadelphia with Vandala. I broke up our history. And I said, if anybody has a problem with it, which I know no one didn't, because I did speak to people, and they approved of it. And that's why I named Vandala what I named her. And when I did that, and before I did it, I got on the mic, and I explained it. And Philadelphia can tell me. Like I said, it was up to me. It was up to me because the way how I see it, back in the days, the commentators was the ones that gave you your status. Because I know Eric gave me mine, and I already know who gave Jack his.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, it wasn't no such thing if everybody came as a group.
Okay, so wait a minute, Selwyn. Let me stop you.
Selwyn,
I need to stop you. I need to stop you, Selwyn, real quick. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you brought that up because that was the big to-do. Yours, for some people, your status is more solidified than your co-mic, your co-commentator. That's no shame. Your status is more so because you actually walk categories along with commentating. So for some people,
Hold on. Because you know I catch this all the inside shade. What he said was Kool-Aid. Your status is solidified. Jack's status is not solidified. That's what he said.
I have a lot of people that come up to me and say, Selwyn, I thought you was an icon. Selwyn, why you're not an icon? And like I said, and I even tell them, if they ask me, and I tell them honestly, do I feel that I'm an icon? Hell fucking yeah. And like I said, and I'll say it again, I've earned my way of doing what I do. It's a lot of people that's just coming in that don't know what I have done from the past. Like I said, I was a kid. Remember when they come in, they feel that everybody should take everybody's status away? You're not taking mine away. And the reason why you're taking mine away, because like I said, I was a little, in a fat little knot, whatever you want to call me, a funky bitch or whatever I was. And I appreciate anything that I was because I know what I was. And I worked hard for mine. Sorry that you wasn't there when I was doing my thing, but guess what? I'm still here to do it. At the end of the day, if I'm not on the floor, I am on the mic. It has not been not one time I have not battled because you have seen me have competition. It is not one time that you could even look on YouTube and say Selwyn did something just by himself. I've always had a competitive out of if I lost it or I won it. So just like I said, I know what I got chopped fishy for. Schoolboy Realness was my first category. And like I said, and I'll say it again, it was times that they called my name, and I still got chopped, and I didn't even get to be seen. I went from being Sag Out to Runway to Performance Open to All, and I have mastered all of that. Even when they come up to Runway as a house, that if anything that I have done as a house, I'm in. When they come up to Performance as a house, if I didn't choreograph it, I'm in. So I have done everything that I've done, and the gag is I still can do it. If you catch any rumbles that go on from hair performance to away, I've won it. And if I did win it, it was a tie. Thank you to my sister, Ms. Ricky, and we're still not splitting it. But like I said, so it's not like you don't know what I do because it's already on YouTube. And if it wasn't on YouTube, it's on VHS. And I know a lot of people that have VHS, and I'm still gagging.
Yes, Lord, because I still got a couple of them.
Okay, and I can mention the houses that I mastered, and I can mention the houses that you will never, ever forget, including with my nicknames, from Jello to Big Mac to Nanistra to Kool-Aid to Selwyn and Robin. I have mastered. So if you wanted to know anything about me, you can't never say you don't know. And I don't know too much. I'm just saying in general. So when it comes down to me, period, I don't have a problem. I can tell you when I lost. I can tell you when I won. I can tell you who has battled me. I can tell you who's my competition. And I can honestly tell you who has won over me, and I thought that didn't deserve it. And I can honestly tell you who has won over me and did deserve it. I don't have a problem of nothing when it comes down to me. I was
okay.
A fat boy that was a knot that became what I am today. I went from girls laughing at me to the girls laughing with me to the girls I got their coins.
Hold on, we have callers. Hold on. Numbers. Baby. 862-763. You're live on the air or What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Mariah. How's everyone?
Hey, Mariah.
First, Mariah Redmond?
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Hey, sister, what's up?
So listen, first and foremost, I would like the people in the chat room to start typing as I talk because I'm here to, like, spread some knowledge. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
What's up, sister?
I want to first explain what the scene is becoming. The scene is becoming a scene that is just like, who gives a hell? I am in the scene, and I have been in the scene since 1992, and I have never, ever questioned anyone else about their status because I only know mine. I know one thing: when I get anywhere or go anywhere, it's fucking curtains. It's not about you questioning me about my status. It's not about you questioning them. It's not about commentators getting on the mic telling people who they are. It's about when you wake up out the bed and knowing what you have to do. Some of us know, some of us don't. And since we are so pushed into giving out positions and titles, I'm just figuring out when I'm going to declare myself an icon because it's getting ridiculous. Not because I want to, it's because I'm feeling it. I'm 34 years old. I have been living so long in the scene, and I'm wondering, like, what's up? We need to change the scene and make it a way of knowing that people need to earn their positions in the world. According to this particular scene, we have to learn how to become this, that, and this. And I do have my What the Fuck, Kelly, so give me a second.
Okay.
Everybody take a piece of paper and take down these things, and this is what's going to help you become who you want to be in the scene. First and foremost, you need to take down a piece of paper and write down your forbidden name or the name that you choose to be called, being that this is a free country. First and foremost, average what you want to be in life, as in movie star, artist, dancer, whatever, whatever, whatever. Knowing that, apply those talents, if you have any, to the particular scene to come out and debut what you want the people to see. If you know you don't have it, then you know you're not a legend. If you know you have it, and if you've been out for numerous years, you can either be an icon or a legend. I am now an icon, and I don't give a shit what no one says, and they can all call me if they have a problem on Facebook. Now, number two, runway categories or whatever you choose to do, ask yourself this before you leave your home. Do I have it? Am I ready to compete against these girls that I've seen on YouTube or DVD or who my girlfriends was talking about? That's what you do. Then you debut and figure out if the crowd will live for you or not. Third and foremost, ask yourself, are you nervous? Am I going to be afraid in front of these homosexuals, which are very political, which are very seedy, which are very shady, but at the same time they know their shit? You say, compare it, you know, weigh it up and down. If you have to smoke a blunt, if you have to drink a bottle of liquor or do whatever you have to do, ask yourself that. Then you put yourself into that scene. Then you also ask yourself, do I have the fucking money? Oh, excuse me for cursing. Do I have the money? Or do I need to ask my girlfriend, ask my house member, or I'm going to work for it on my own and pay for it on my own so I can feel my own gratitude of paying $30 in the door, or I'm going to borrow and beg all my life and then get red. Figure out which one you want to do. After that, then you ask yourself about the crowd. The crowd is very big. I'm so afraid. What am I going to do? First and foremost, me, the first day I ever walked to a scene, I never really cared what queens thought of me. Growing up with no parents, I was very shady from day one. I never give the hell. Who cares what y'all say? It's about me debuting my talent to you. Ooh, let me show you my hand performance. Ooh, let me show you my runway. Ooh, let me show you I can commentate. That's what makes me who I am. I don't think no one has to question who I am because I kind of like know who I am. It's about you knowing who you are and then stepping into this political scene. If you don't know, you're going to get turned out. Even though I've been out for years, they've probably been reading me from day one. But what they can't say is when Mariah comes, I might have to, like, put my clothes up and lose my shoes or something because she's here and she's not ready to play. Then ask yourself the last thing, number six. Do you know you have it or are you insecure? That's all you. That's the last question. Do I have it or do I know? Step in this scene and you'll either get eaten up or you'll either eat the girls up. To this day, there's not a girl that can come from my reputation, not one, living or past. And I'm not on here to read. I'm not on here to tell about no one else's status. I'm here to tell you about my status. I don't know if I'm legend, icon, fat, cute, pretty, small, fat. I don't know none of that. What I do know is I'm a bad bitch, and anytime I go anywhere, I fucking shake curtains. I fucking shake curtains, and then I still be your friend because I was always born this way. And being born talented is kind of different for me walking these balls because I kind of like already know what I want to do to show the fags what the fuck to do. That's all. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I wanted to say. And my what the fuck was, Kelly, what the fuck is Mariah feeling like she need to be icon for? She ain't been out that long. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, don't forget the role model.
I know that's right. Next caller, please, if I have one. David. Okay, 314-458. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Michi Mizrahi.
Hey.
It's...
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. My thing is this, and I don't want any interruptions. I just want to be respected and just say what I have to say. Hello?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I, for one, I'm so puzzled and clueless about this whole debate over what I'm legendary for, what my status is, and stuff like that. All of that is irrelevant to me. The one thing concerned about and what hurts my heart is, Selvin, you're supposed to be my grandmother, and if you have an issue with the whole situation, I just felt like you should have contacted me first before coming on the radio show and just expressing this in this loud, boisterous way as if I'd done something disrespectful to you. But all of that is irrelevant. I really don't care because at the end of the day, I know what I've done, and it's not no issue. But I feel like this, me being a legend or whatever, I don't care. I have never cared because when I feel like at the end of the day, when you become a legend, you need to sit the fuck down for the most part and let the new kids do their thing. I enjoy walking. I enjoy getting out there and having competition with the people. So, therefore, I don't care. I mean, that is the whole bottom line. I do not care.
So my thing is, okay, if you're saying that you don't care, then why are you arguing with Nico about the legend of the year?
And I asked Andre,
because I thought that you was a legend, and I asked Andre, and Andre said out of his own mouth, and this is your father, he said that he told you to stop telling people that you're a legend.
But you know what's just killing me? Everyone is debating about this, but they're debating over something that has never came out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I have never once sit there and said that I was a legend. It was talked about. It was discussed. Andre sit there and said what the protocols and the rules and guidelines was. He said everything that fit into place. However, he said that I need to do a little bit more out of state so they won't question me. He said he knows what I've done, but he also said, being a Mizrahi, he does not want to do it himself. He does not want to vouch for it yet because he does not want to show favoritism in any type of way. So therefore, okay, I respect
it. When you come to that, I still wanted to call you a legend, and I'm a card. I'm not even a Ms. Right. I was fighting for you when I was a Ms. Right, and I also fought for you when I was a card. And I still got the same answer as a card. And just like he told me, he said he told you that you wasn't a legend. And I said, well, why is she arguing or debating
Selvin. See, that's the thing. I have never argued. I have never done anything. Nico called me and was like, girl, this is going on. They're saying X, Y, Z, and this, that, and the other. And if you can call Nico as well, I sit there and said, who cares? Because I don't care. When at the end of the day, me putting legend on anything is not going to increase my pay rate. And right now, all I'm about is my money, my family, my friends, and stuff like that. So I can't claim it, so I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to me and if it's deserving or whoever feels like that, fine, so be it. But until then, when everybody feels like nationally it's my time, fine. If they don't, fine. If it takes to 2050, fine. I don't care. You know, and I love you down, and I know that you're just trying to do what's right and you don't want to get in trouble or whatever, but I just don't care. So everybody nationally, whoever listens to this, guess what? I don't give a fuck. That's
so do we.
Oh, my God. Next caller.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey. 215-461. You're live on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind? What? 3-1, you're live on the air.
That's you.
Hey, what's up?
Huh?
Camaro.
215-431. Oh, he's gone. Next call over, I have one. Baby. 410-288, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
What the fuck's up? Just listening.
Thank you, baby, for just listening. Next caller. Baby. 410-451. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, Camaro?
Hello?
Hello? 404-451. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on? It's Camaro.
I know who it is.
How you doing?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Camaro.
Hey, Camaro. What's up?
Nothing. Where's going?
Hey, Camaro.
Hey, what's up? What's up? I don't know what all I wanted to say just yet, but, you know, I definitely want to say thank you to, you know, all the people who had, you know, nice and positive things to say about me or to me, whether they called or whether they said on the radio. But I also want to thank the people who called in to have negative things to say as well, because I really think that it's a key. And, you know, Kelly, me and you, you know, we joked about this when we were at the outside the meeting that the for the legend criteria that we were at.
Yes.
So, you know, man, how I feel, you know, said about this, like, it's kind of funny to me that yesterday, you know, I didn't get on the call, but it was just, I thought it was just kind of funny that I'm like, dang, all of a sudden Tom Blumenthal, who obviously can't take me, gets on the radio station. Andre comes out of this big hiatus, you know what I'm saying, to have something to say about me. And then, you know what I'm saying, even today, of course, some people who I know don't feature me. You know what I'm saying? It's like my name seems to continue to be on the radio station even when I'm not listening. Even when I don't, you know what I'm saying, care what people think about me. And people who know me know I entered this ballroom scene because of my friend Milan. And like I told him, I'm not in this to be legendary. I probably hope that when I started, I hoped that I wouldn't even walk long enough to be legendary, because I knew I had other things that I was working on, like, you know what I'm saying, the business that I have. So it is an honor for me for people to come out and have certain negative things to say. Like, the things that I have done is no question. Everything that Mariah said, which was everything, I love what she said. Everything that she said was wonderful. and people know, everybody on this phone knows, Rodney Milan is one of the most traveled people in the ballroom scene. Behind him, besides the commentators, is me. The years that I've been in the ballroom scene since 2004, I have amassed over 20 of the years. I have traveled from state to state. They're not all in one state. They're in every state. My leadership has not been cannot be questioned because I stand with my peers without a mother, being father of the year, new house of the year 2 years in a row, in a state where I know people cannot take me. They're not speaking of everyone because there are some people who know how to keep it real. However, legendary or not, one thing I will agree with Andre said, I have never, ever won another year. I have never, ever won a grand prize or a mini grand or any category because someone called me out as legendary. Everything that I've always done was done in the spirit of competition, and that's what I will continue to do in the spirit of competition. Selvin has called me out several times. A lot of times I was getting called out. People wouldn't even say father, even though I was father. I never went up and said, well, you know, you don't even say father. None of that. I could care less. So for those who are hating, you know, those of who have left the house, left my house, I'm still standing. I'm still fab. For, you know, if there's anybody in my house who leaves my house under my leadership, I guarantee you there's Andre will never turn them away because he knows what I give and what my leadership gives. Anybody who leaves my house, anybody who's in my house, he can turn around and ask them to be a Mizrahi. So I'm sure at the mini we'll have ex-Blonics be coming out as Mizrahis very shortly because my leadership cannot be questioned, period. So thank you to all who gave, and for the 19 people who called Andre or text him to say, you know, they don't believe that I'm legendary. When you look at the DVD from the Blonic Ball, trust me, there was 600 plus people there. You have just about that many people clapping, including icons and legends, stars and statements. If I can name 19 icons and legends who did tell me it was overdue, including Milan, including Roy Ebony, including Stewart, including Jamal Milan, so on, Al Vernian, Man Prodigy, so on and so on. So for me to get all this, I love it. You know, Kelly, I love it. So y'all keep talking about me on here because if y'all don't,
Camaro.
Y'all be upset.
Camaro.
Yeah.
And I wasn't looking at your hand when you was playing stage, so don't be spreading that rumor. So we got to talk later.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine, you know, and while I don't know if Andre's listening. I don't know if he just came out of hiatus just for me. But, Andre, you could call me. You have my number. You don't have to say anything to me just on the radio. I don't understand why people do that. They have so much to say on the radio, but they can't call you, and we're right here in the same city. You have my number. I gave it to you. You can talk. You don't have to only text. You can actually talk like an adult, and you have your opinion. It's your opinion.
Well,
you're entitled to that,
come
and I'm entitled to mine.
Camaro, how do you feel now that you're a legend and you're a legendary father now?
I feel wonderful, but Kelly, you know, like I said, I just love the competition, and I'm going to continue to compete, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, it's going to be fun. At the end of the day, whether I win, lose, or draw,
and now,
it's still fun, so thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, here come Andre.
The icon himself.
But, definitely.
Andre.
Mizrahi.
One, I have the right to question anybody I motherfucking want to because I've been in this scene for 22 years. More than half of the people that they're making legends. That's one. Two, if 19 people leave your house and if they wanted to come to be Mizzas and I seen them, I can make them to be a Mizza. So don't worry about Mizza and I don't worry about Blonic, okay?
I disagree. Because there are many times that there are many. No. I let you talk. I didn't interrupt you. Because first of all, I can make a point. I don't have to cuss you out. I can speak to
you
as an adult.
I'm not cussing you out. Camaro, before they try to make you legend, truthfully,
I was always saying something about somebody coming in. Now it's your turn and I don't agree, so you think I'm disrespecting you. I'm not disrespecting you. I'm just saying how I felt. Now, if you want to take it beyond there,
like I said, you have a right to your opinion and I have mine. I have not disrespected you. I have not said nothing about you personally. Have I attacked your character? No.
Okay, come on.
Only thing I that
First
proved
of all,
my point
me,
to
know,
say
no,
that
no,
was...
No, truthfully, disrespect is when you sitting here saying something about if they be a, if you people that's not in your house, if they become... If they did become Mizrahis, what the fuck? Why are you even worried about it? You got rid of them,
right? No.
What are you worried about?
The point... I'm not worried. The point I said was, what speaks to my leadership anytime somebody, you know, that's I'm proving a point to say that my leadership obviously is something, because if they're up under me and people want the people that are up under me, that means I'm doing a great job, whether they go to Mizrahi, whether they go to any other house. That was my point.
First of all, this is how new you are and don't know about ballroom, period. People revolve, regardless if they go to one house or another house. Everybody going to start as someone that don't know nothing, and they're going to end up into something. It's no way to go down. You have to go up in the ballroom scene. So houses revolve, people get people, and so on and so on. Every house from the House of Dagaki had a power head. So what is the difference of you not having none? Jay Blahnik is a wonderful person with a wonderful house. Why wouldn't he have people in his house that is... that makes noise? That's common sense. But what you say is truthfully don't make no sense. Every house.
You obviously just not you just not understanding my point. Like I said, I'm not putting on junk, and the people that are up under my leadership obviously are effective because of what I'm teaching them. And when they go somewhere else, they continue to make noise because of what I have instilled in them.
Okay, Camaro.
That's
the bottom
what I'm
line
saying.
Is, Camaro, I have nothing against you. I just don't see your legendary status. So let's leave it at that, okay?
And like I said, you have a right to your opinion.
Why are you so upset about it?
That's what I don't understand. Why are you
because
so upset? Just say your opinion.
You could have came on the radio yesterday.
I could have, but they didn't chime me in.
Have a nice night.
So if you, like I said, you could have called me one-on-one. My phone number. You text it. You can call it and say whatever you want to say.
Audrey has left the building.
I wonder that now, you know what I'm saying, and I will call you, and then if you want to report back what's said, I will call you tomorrow one-on-one, and you can say whatever you want to say to me, because I do want to talk to you about, you know what I'm saying, you keep saying it's not personal. I never said anything was personal. So if you keep saying that, are you trying to convince me or yourself? I don't understand.
Well, baby, it's a lot.
I just don't understand. It's like, okay, why do people say, well, it's not nothing personal, it's not nothing personal? Why do you have to keep saying that?
Well, baby, I'm cleaning my switch. I'm cleaning my keyboard. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, I got so much stuff open. Do we have any more callers, switchboard? Honey, do we have any more callers? Hold on, my stuff is all overwhacked and outdo and all types of shit. Honey, do we have any more callers? Cooler, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. So I guess the legends and all that stuff at the meetings and all that is thrown out the window. So I guess everybody's free to do what they do best, baby.
So who's still on the phone with me?
Camaro, I'm still here.
Shasha, Jake Waller, y'all still there? Okay. Well, baby, what do y'all have to think about? I'm gonna ask the new girls, honey. What do y'all have to think about this, Jaquan and Shasha?
I think all this is just chaos. I think everybody is living in a fantasy world.
So how can they get back to reality, Shasha?
It ain't a fantasy anymore.
How can we get back to reality?
It looks like everybody is begging
for that, you know, just to get their status and to get that, you know what I'm saying? Why
beg? But I feel like the ballroom scene is like the Grammys anyway.
To be honest with you, why do the girls want their status? I mean, I know what the reason why I wanted mine. And I can honestly say that I'm glad that I earned it. And I'm happy.
But I'll say this. Like, some people are, you know, make a big deal about it, I think. Because there have been so many people in the past who have not done anything.
He just did.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. What I was saying, I think that for some people like myself, like, I mean, who could, you know what I'm saying, like, who gives a damn? You know what I'm saying? Kind of like how Michi said, it's not paying my bills. You know what I'm saying? Who really cares? At the end of the day, whether you're a legendary icon or whatever, when you hit the floor, you should only be getting judged on what you're bringing on the floor at that time. That's what's most important.
To be honest with you, I can honestly say you can't say it's not paying your bills, because at the end of the day, when you're walking something for cash, it is helping you do something.
Well, I say this, so like, you know, I don't walk, you know what I'm saying, categories that are for $1,000, $5,000, you know, personally. You know what I mean? A lot of the masculine categories aren't like for $5,000 every day. If you walk in Vogue Film, yeah, you're probably going to get that very frequently. $1,000 is like almost every ball. But somebody
it could be something could be for $500, something could be for $150, something could be for $250. At the end of the day, that cash is helping you do something.
Well, I understand. I'm just saying, for all things speak for me, that's just not enough money for me. I don't. That's just not enough money for me.
But don't get me wrong, you have walked $500 categories at once.
No, I walked
down the line.
Yeah. I walked them for free.
Hold on. We have another caller. 267-819. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. 267-819. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk about that horrible ass Blahnik ball, honey. What the fuck was they doing at that ball? Why would they let the girls they let through get through and then chop all the fat ones? What is up with that ball?
Well, girl, put it out there. It's What the Fuck Tuesday. It's your moment to shine. We don't know who you're talking about.
That was a high motherfucking panel.
Who did you think shouldn't have been chopped and who chopped them? Let's start there first. Give me an example. Who was the fat person that got shot that you're talking about?
Switchboard, are they still there?
Well, we can't answer
they
it.
They hung up. Hold on. Do we have another caller? 410-288. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. 410-288, you're live on the air. We're going to try this one more time. 410-288, you're live on the air. Okay. 215-431, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
It's Jay. Just want to say hello.
Hi, Jay. What's going on?
Hey.
Jay.
I love this.
Kiki?
I absolutely love this.
These girls are.
W, you are falling out. This is Jay Con Blahnik. That was my new name. what's your name?
My new name is Kelly Couture. Kelly Mizrahi Couture.
Woman.
Oh, man.
Because these girls are fucking kiki. I'll be gagging at
these
girls.
It is really funny. You have to stop sometimes and listen to what comes out of people's mouth.
You didn't ask what my house was. You didn't ask what my name was.
It is hilarious what people say. And the funny part is that they they feel okay with it coming out their mouth in the way that it does. They have no consciousness of what they're saying.
They actually don't. And you know what kills me with these girls is they call in here and they make a comment, and before somebody can get a chance to rebuttal their comment, they want to hang up the phone. Like, bitch, why are you going to call in here and say something, bitch? We need motherfucker. We need findings to your accusation, bitch. Why just call in here and say something and hang up the fucking phone?
Well, my name is Selvin Mizrahi Blahnik Khan, my Kiki House is the House of Unbothered. I am Extravaganza Unbothered. What, you want to run up? And my legendary icon house is the House of Lipton.
Oh, well, man Camaro has the House of Invincible, because we have to put on shields for these girls.
And the house
will be coming from every angle.
Like I told you, I'm single because everybody's in my business.
Like I told you earlier in the text, Jay, I have to have a tough skin for these girls.
You know what?
They come hard.
Well, you know what? It's funny, though. They come and they say stuff that they have no knowledge about. None. They just open their mouth and they just let stuff come out. And I want somebody to play the tapes back of them talking so they can say, wow, this is what I really sound like on the radio.
But if y'all want to hear what y'all sound like on the radio, honey, all you have to do is go to iTunes and you can download the show from iTunes. It's free. Private caller, you're live on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Private caller. Yes.
Go ahead, private caller.
Private caller. Okay, get rid of the switchboard.
What's up, young lady?
Because they're a mess. Is Jay, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do we have any more callers, switchboard? Because these girls are kiki, honey. Well, the girls, Kool-Aid, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, well, we don't have no more callers, so let's talk.
You know, Kelly, I want to say, I liked how you were talking about the Grammy situation and, like, going back, you know, spending time to look at some people and what they've actually accomplished. I actually think that's really a good idea, because when you think about, like, over the past couple of years, like, a lot of people who were getting, you know what I'm saying, like, deemed and all this other stuff, you compare, like, actual facts of what they've done, and have they actually traveled, you know, not just a couple times, or, you know, not just, you know, kind of walking at the minis and stuff like that. The kids nowadays, they're rushing more to the mini balls than they are to the majors.
You know why? But you know what I was just saying? You know what I was just saying the other day? Besides the incident that happened at the Blahnik Ball, if that incident had happened, that would have been the only major ball in a long time that had all their categories. But it's a shame how these bigwig promoters, or they so-called claim themselves bigwig promoters, cannot finish their ball and have all their categories. But then the kiki kids can take and go to these agencies and have these agencies put up money for them to have a ball that starts at 5 o'clock and the ball has to be over by 11 or 12 o'clock. And they have about 40 to 50 people in their house that come from different states when they have their little house kiki balls. They have their grand march. They have all 25 of their categories, and they give away their money. And all those girls is there on time. It's not the young kids that don't come to the ball on time. It's all these so-called legends, these so-called icons, or these so-called fab girls that want to make a fab entrance, and then nobody still notice you when you come in the motherfucking building.
That's true. And that's one thing I can say about Saturday. We started on time. We didn't play.
Well, I only have one thing to say. Sebastian, legendary Escada, and legendary Rodney Milan,
I'm going to see y'all on the floor for stage because I feel that now that I think about it, I feel that y'all rigged the cards.
I agree, Phil. Because I beat Rodney the first time. He got with Sebastian, and all of a sudden we lost.
Yes, I need a rematch on the card game. You know, get it.
Everybody
know
now. I done already beat Booty and Clint and Brandon and Magnum. I done already beat them several times already. They know I'm the king already. I beat all of them already several times.
But that's one of the problems. That's one of the problems that I see, and we have to change. We have to really change that, because if the Kiki scene can take and have these balls and get the overwood and finish, why can't a major ball get done with and get finished with and the girls show up on time?
Right.
I really don't understand.
And the gang, if the Blondes is going to start their ball on time and I am a witness to it, I was the one that was asking Jay, could he hold on a little while longer? Because I was the one that was really stretching it, you know, to make sure more people came in. And the gagger is,
if it wasn't for that incident,
the ball would have missed it.
Let me tell you what I was mad about when I stepped in the building and I seen the Blahnik venue. You know what I was mad about when I stepped in the building and I seen the Blahnik venue?
That you was not
giving the girls, guess who stepped up in the building chant, because, bitch, I wanted to fuck those motherfucking steps.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Because that's when I was caught in the moment of the situation. When I was on the microphone going off. So it was like right after that, I had blanked out, because Kamala and Jay and all of them could tell you when they came into the legislative instructions, I was on it. You can even ask the Prodigy, everybody, bitch, I was on it.
Was.
When I got stuck up on the banister, bitch, I was on my.
Because when I stepped up in that building, when I stepped up in those buildings and I seen those motherfucking steps, bitch, I gave the very, ooh, this legislative start is going to be nasty, bitch. I'm going to fuck these motherfucking steps up, bitch.
I'm upset with, what is his name? The one that walked the body category. And we stopped him because of the, I forgot his name, Jack Quick. Yes, but he knows who I'm talking about. I'm upset with him, and I'm upset
AJ.
With Nadia. Yes, I'm upset with AJ. I'm upset with Nadia Milan, and I'm upset with Keith Balenciaga, because y'all ate it on the motherfucking stairs. And when I was on that banister, I was fucking up. But I cleaned it up afterwards. But I can honestly say y'all gave me what I wanted. I was gagging. I really was.
But you know what another thing is I want to see?
And Shanice, I'm not going to lie. Yes.
You know another thing I want to see that needs to change, bitch? Let's call out a bitch, honey, and let they house not say anything, and let's see what the rest of the crowd gives.
Ooh.
What the bitch was?
Call out a bitch for Legends, Stamps, and Stars. They house don't say anything. Let's see what uproar they get from the rest of the crowd. Then we can determine who's really determine who's a legend, who's a statement, who's a star, bitch. Nobody else says anything. Nobody from your house say anything. When you hit the back of the runway, if your house don't have to say anything and the rest of the crowd is going up for you, bitch, you know that you have arrived.
Well, bitch, if that's the case, you might as well do it at the latex ball, bitch, because you know a million and one sacks will be there.
Okay.
Well,
or when you hit the and everybody's scared that you're back there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we have the legend of the decade is on the phone with us.
How does it feel to be the legend of the decade?
How is it supposed to be the legend of the decade? Nick, I'm going to really be honest with you. Like I said, you know, when I spoke about it, it hit. It was like, honestly, it was like seeing old people from my past, like who I battled with, who I worked with, who I competed with. And I felt so happy because I felt that I arrived. Even though Eric Christian Bazaar made me legend in 2000, I thought I soaked it then, I'm not going to lie, but I think I soaked it more. Like, I was, like, really, like, oh, my God. It was, like, everything that I wished for from day one,
I really feel that I'm here. I really do. And, you know, now that the rumors are being against me and stuff like that, now I really feel like a celebrity. That's why I don't,
right.
I don't want to be
hold
an icon. I'm the world.
Hold on, Kool-Aid.
All right, I got to go.
Okay, hold on.
I'm
somebody keep pressing one. Hold on. 410-288, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? 410-288, you're live on the air.
Is that Sebastian? She wants some of this card game?
I don't know who it is.
No,
RJ, good night.
Good night. Yep. They keep pressing on. If you don't want to talk, please do not press 1. 1 is for the girls that want to talk to me. Please stop pressing 1. You're working my girlfriend, Miss Ebony, and she's on overtime right now, honey. And she had to take her tiara off because it was too tight. So please stop working her. Okay.
It felt like the Hall of Fame all over again. And I'm not going to lie, I can't even say I did my thing because now it's being shown because I've been getting awards like I am at the Grammys or the Oscars or, you know, American Music Awards or MTV. I'm not gonna lie, I'm really gagging at all of that. It's like
because you're talented.
But you know what, somebody just IM'd me and they said, you know what we should do? If a girl feels that they're a legend, they should have to apply and put in an application.
Like you send the link card place.
Bitch, and put in an application and you apply it to the other legends and icons. And let's see if you get approved or denied.
Yes, Kelly. Denied. SS denied.
Listen.
And let me get this straight.
You're a Hall of Famer this year, too.
Yeah, I am a Hall of Famer. I'm jacking at that too. But like I said, I'm jacking like all the awards. Like I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm an overseer. Like I'm really gagging at all that. And me,
you're overseer.
I'm glad that you know that I love you. I'm glad that you know that I love you, and I'm glad that you know it ain't no shade. And you know I love you, John. Like I said, I just fight for your name. You know, I will keep on fighting for the Midwest as long as I can, and for the new girls too.
Southern, you're overseer in 2 different houses?
Yes, my kitchen house and my con family.
Oh, that
and
means 3 houses.
Grandma, mind you, and I'm still grandma and Ms. Riley because they still call me grandma to this day.
And we just made you an honorary in Blahnik.
Yes.
We got our Hall of Fame this year.
Yes. I can't wait to get my New York one. I know, mind you, and I got my West Coast Hall of Fame, too, thanks to Taz Ultra Army. That was honestly really my first one. So big ups to Taz Ultra Army.
This has been an award year for us.
Yeah. I really promoted this album.
I dropped my first
single. Well, somebody needs to promote my album, honey. My album is going dry.
You were sitting. That's all the album you have to promote.
Jay, I got to play my Janet Jackson song, Think About My Ex, honey.
Ooh.
I got to give you all of that.
So what's in store for the Con Grand March?
What's in store for the Con Grand March? To be honest with you, when we asked you, is this one of those you have to wait and see? You have to wait and see.
We can't get a little.
All that I can tell you is that this ball, this categories is not going to be boring, and the ball is not going to be boring. And, you know, I just hope everybody comes and plays, and I'm going to put it out there. You know, like I said, you know, I do, and I have to blow this back up. I'm not going to sit there and lie and say I don't have the problem with, you know, the awards, but it's not all the awards. But I can put certain things to the side. And this goes to any house. The thing that you got to understand is that it stays everywhere you go. Everywhere. But you don't let nothing stop. You know, I'm hearing rumors, and I'm only going to go by rumors. You know, I'm hearing that, you know, since our Lord got what they got, I heard that they wasn't coming or whatever it is. But just like I said, I like to have not only them, but anybody else prove a lot of people wrong.
Because, you know, a lot of people was asking me, even when I was walking up the block, someone, I heard you having beef with the Lord, blah, 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 I heard they not coming, blah, 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 blah. You know, just starting that shit. And you know what I told them? I got to tell us all lies, so they coming, and they coming to storm.
Because well, Sylvan, you got to stop speaking. Listen to me. You have to stop speaking that stuff into existence. You have got to let it go. You
let
are a child of God. They are coming. They are coming,
Monty,
and they are
you
coming.
You got to read my tag. You got to read my tag on my Yahoo. It is so stunned. It's so stunned. But like I said, I love all the houses. But when I'm on the piano, like I said, I don't have no friends. You know, it is what it is. And just like when it comes down to the $5,000 always that I'm hearing about, and, you know, a lot of people ask me, am I walking? And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not walking because I'm – If I walk that, I'm going to be too serious about this situation, and I'm not going to lie.
I don't want to lose friendship over that. Well, baby, you need to walk that $5,000 away, honey, because I'm the commentator of the evening. I'm the only commentator for the evening, so you need to come out and walk that category and get that motherfucking cash.
No, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm really keeping it funky, and I'm keeping it real. I'm not walking it because, like I said, I'm going to... That's one side of the I would take real serious, but I don't want to lose friendship over that.
Honey. Okay. Well, on that note, Kool-Aid, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone. Everybody, I pray to God that everybody wakes up another day cool to me and keep your rumors to yourself. And I am now single. Thank you.
The icon, Jay Blonick, say goodnight to the girls.
I want everyone to have a blessed night, and may God bless you, your family, and all those who you encounter. Jesus, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Sha-Sha, say goodnight to the girls.
I want to say goodnight to all of the pretty boys, all the runners with the twist boys. And please see me at the Rumble Ball, June 13th at Jack Mizrahi Ball for my show, my performance. Sasha, the Destroyer. Good night.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me. I love everybody for staying tuned in and being here with us on another motherfucking installment of the show, honey. And like I tell you every night, every night, whatever club or whatever alleyway or whatever, wherever you pick somebody up from, make sure you do practice safe sex, and you definitely do wrap it up, because the life you save will be your own. And I'll be back here Monday night to recap whatever happens this weekend and celebrating my motherfucking birthday. I'll see you Monday night. Good night.
Is this me? You wanna get crazy? 'Cause I don't give a